She's a depressed 20-something with a college degree, who copes with life by smoking too much weed, dodging cochinos as she rolls down the street.
Oye, mami, I wanna be your dog.
Aim higher, pendejo.
She's la marihuanera, as seen on IG.
That's me.
Marihuanera.
And welcome back to Marihuanera, a podcast for potheads brought to you by Locatora Productions. It's me, your most God-fearing and patient host, Mala Munoz, here to say hello and welcome back to another episode of this cute little cannabis podcast that we all seem to love and adore so fucking much. Did you miss me? Did you wonder where I was? Did you wonder, is Mala eating enough? Is she warm enough? Is she okay? Does she need a hug or something yummy to nibble on? Is she out of weed? Is she thirsty? Well, I was fine. I was doing just fine. And I want to put a little disclaimer out there. This is a podcast for potheads after all. So although it is technically a weekly show, it just might not come out every week. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? As a marihuanera, sometimes I get sleepy. I get tired, I forget. And the real meat and potatoes of it all is that as Locatora Productions, we're indie AF. What we do, we refer to as Dollar Tree DIY. Some have described our methodology as rascuache, and we own that shit. It has gotten us this far. And we are able to fund our own projects, but sometimes, you know, the checks, they can be few and far between. Sometimes net 30 turns into net 60. And we sometimes fall behind on our production because we fall behind on our bills, to be frank, to keep it a buck, as they say. So, you know, if I have a little hiatus here and there, unannounced. Just know it could be any number of things under the big, glaring sun. You know, but I appreciate your concern. I appreciate your worries and you checking in on me. Some people DM'd me and left comments and things asking, where is the new episode? Which honestly made me feel good. A girl likes to feel missed every once in a while, you know? Nothing wrong with that. Tell me you missed me. I like that shit. Anyway, you want to know where I was? You want to know what I was doing? I had a lot of things going on in actuality. So the last time you all heard from me on the podcast, that might be Papas in the background. I don't know if you can hear him terrorizing the neighborhood. I do record from home. It does get a little noisy once in a blue moon, but it is what it is. We make it work. Fuck it. So the last time you heard from me, it was episode 9, the pre-cum pre-show episode, right? Little pre-ejaculation before the very first ever Marihuanera podcast listening party and smoke sesh at Locals Only. If I do say so myself, it was a wild success. We had like 170 people there, packed the venue. We smoked, we drank, we ate, we laughed, we joked, we hung out. DJ Zuri was spinning. Crisol sang the jingle a cappella. It was amazing. I told a couple of little jokey jokes. We played an unreleased, never before heard episode of Marihuanera, a podcast for potheads, before a live audience of potheads who were smoking together in community, and it was fucking glorious. We had a bomb time. There was a photo booth. There were vendors. We had Chickstera, who made my custom yellow weed earrings. We had Amaro Art. Micah Amaro was vending her art, and she is actually the artist who created the Marihuanera logo. So she was there, shopped the logo. And then we had Chelly of Chicali Products, legal Latina-owned CBD company. She was vending her CBD products, and people were lining up to learn about her CBD products and to purchase from her. So it was just a bomb-ass time. Thank you to everybody who came out. And I want to shout out our sponsors, because this event is our first ever like sponsored event. And we want to thank Bullhorn FM for sponsoring, Cookie Social Impact for sponsoring. We want to thank Broccoli Magazine, who provided free copies of their beautiful women cannabis like art and literary magazine, Broccoli Magazine. Everybody got a free copy. It's a beautiful magazine. We also got free products gifted to us from Product of Los Angeles, Agua de Flor, medicated beverages. So just like cool shit, you know what I mean? Like ticket holders got a free drink at the bar at Locals Only. And we like to give you some bang for your buck. There was a beautiful stage and a beautiful photo wall made by hand with balloons and fresh flowers by Red Heart Media and Third Eye Occasion. It was a collaboration between the two of them. We have an amazing visual and photos and event team. Liz Gomez was helping to produce the live show. Alejandro Zamora on video and videography. Our girl Angie, who was doing our photography. So it was just like a stacked event, a stacked occasion. If you were there, you know the vibes were very, very real. And guess what? The party is back by popular fucking demand, guys. Yeah, we've been working behind the scenes because this event is now an event series. It's a monthly party. So the next one is coming October 29th. Locals Only. Get your tickets on Dice FM. Follow me on Instagram at @Mala_Munoz. Follow our other podcast, Locatora Radio, at @Locatora_radio. For info on tickets, head to dice.fm to get yours October 29th. Stony costumes encouraged. Halloween, Halloween. This is a costume party. It's also going to be a viewing party. So this Marihuanera live event coming up on the 29th, in lieu of a listening party, it's a viewing party. So we have some visual content that we're going to be sharing with you all. We're going to be showing, we're going to have music, we're going to have DJs, we're going to have comedy, we're going to have interviews, we'll have vendors, food, drinks, and of course, 420 friendly, consumption friendly. Bring your friends, bring your mom, bring the stoners in your life, bring the wannabe stoners in your life, bring the baby stoners, bring the stoners in training, bring everybody. It's gonna be a party. It's gonna be a blast. Have you ever been in a rotation and you leave all of your lipstick all over the fucking blunt? Well, for blunt-proof, bong-proof lippies, head to Vive Cosmetics, because these lippies are not only beso-proof, they're blunt-proof, they're bong-proof. These lippies will survive the rotation, honey. So use our discount code, LocatoraRadio15, at Vive Cosmetics. There has been a lot of movement on the Locatora Radio side of things, and just the career side of things, and the creative side of things. Things are popping off in real ways. Let me start with this. Did anybody notice that we have a gigantic 50-foot billboard in Times Square of me and Diosa for Spotify for Hispanic Heritage Month? Yes, our billboard, our faces, my ass in particular, 50-foot nalgas in Times Square is the reality of what's going on. We were asked by Spotify to be part of a Hispanic Heritage Month campaign. We're thrilled about it. By the time this episode comes out, the billboard will no longer be up, but it's been a super exciting month to have our listeners, our friends, our family, passersby take photos and tag us. We are so happy with the photos. We're thrilled with our outfits. They really came together nicely. Robert, who is our makeup artist for Locatora and has been doing our makeup for years now for our events, he knocked it out of the park, as did the hair and makeup folks on set who touched us up throughout the shoot. You know, it's a team effort to look that good for Times Square once again. So we want to thank everybody involved, the folks at Spotify, our team at Camilla Creative, for making it happen. It really does take a village to make things like that go. So, yeah, check us out or whatever. Also, don't make the mistake of believing that things like a Times Square billboard, our first Times Square billboard, I should say, that they significantly change the material realities of our lives, because the reality of the matter is they don't. A thing like this, while extremely exciting, a milestone, a huge leap, a sign of things to come, really, I believe, it also doesn't, like, pay off our student loans, doesn't get us into mansions, doesn't necessarily even get us management or agents, but it gets us one step closer to those things. And if you've been following the journey, you might have gleaned that we have aspirations, honey. Hollywood aspirations, baby. Like, at this point, unabashedly so. You know, one of the reasons why I wanted to do a comedy podcast is because I wanted to give myself the space to really flex my comedy chops and muscles, because I do have them, right? And sometimes you need to give yourself permission to be the person that you want to become the bitch you believe yourself to be. I talked to Chrisole, right? And this is something that she talks about too. Chrisole talks about, like, I need to become the bitch that I actually, like, believe that I am, right? Like, be the bitch you want to be. And so I said, I want to be a fast-talking dame who smokes weed and who roller skates and gets to do comedy and gets to write and gets to podcast and gets to produce and maybe gets to act. I don't fucking know. Let's fucking see what happens, you know? And so this is the path that we're on. I've been doing a lot of open mics. I'm trying to be as active as I can and go to as many as I can and work out these jokes. You know, it's one thing to just sit on a microphone by yourself and light up a fat J and talk shit for an hour. It's another thing to work a crowd and work a room and engage with people and match their energy or surprise them or tell one joke after the next. So it's a fun journey. If you're following me on Instagram or on TikTok or on Twitter, you'll probably see me post my stand-up clips. I'm at @Mala_Munoz everywhere. You know, so I've been doing that. This past week too, I spoke on this panel at HBO about the quote Latinx hustle for Palante University with HBO Max and Issa Rae's The Sweet Life and La Nueva Link, and everybody came together to host this event. So I was on a panel that was moderated by Jari Blanco. Walter Thompson Hernandez was on the panel. Doris Munoz was on the panel. And we talked about the Latinx hustle and, as LA locals, the things that we do to get our creativity going. And it was a good ass time. So thank you for having me. As you guys can see, I have not been putting out episodes, but I have been busy. And I've been thinking about you guys and thinking about you guys. And I'm so sorry that I've been lagging, but I'm not that fucking sorry because, you know, we're working over here. We're working on things. We're trying to make things happen so that this podcast can pop in all the ways imaginable. Because my podcast pops severely. Only real ones will get that reference. Are you a monster who breaks every bong, piece, or pipe you've ever laid your hands on? Well, you need to head to Mota Glass and get yourself some monster-proof glass. Mota-glass.com and use our affiliate code MARIHUANETAP4P. That's MARIHUANETAP, the number 4, the letter P. MARIHUANETAP4P. Once again, MARIHUANETAP4P. For a discount on your next purchase. This is Latinx and veteran owned and operated bong glass company. Their bongs, their glass is made by Latinx hands, honey, hand blown. Head to mota-glass.com. for your next glass purchase. Don't forget to become a Locatora Productions patron today. Head to the Locatora Productions Patreon and check out the tiers for all of our Locatora Productions projects, including, you guessed it, Locatora Radio, our flagship podcast, Locas por Libros, a book club by Diosa Femme, and of course, the Marihuanera Patreon. Become a patron today for Patreon-exclusive virtual smoke sessions, first dibs on Marihuanera live event tickets, including the October 29th event coming up soon, and Patreon-exclusive BTS content. Okay, Marihuaneras, I turned off my story replies on Instagram because I was tired of these fools sending me annoying shit, to be honest with you. You have no idea. When you are a sort of public-facing, creative, a public figure, as they say, the things that people feel they have the license to say to you, like they have the right to say to you, like they can just camp out in your DMs and make demands of you when they have never paid nary a bill, have never purchased nary a ticket, have never bought nary a piece of merch, have never attended nary an event. And yet here they are, making many, many demands of one Mala Muñoz without ever considering, bitch, I don't know you. I don't know who you are. When was it okay to jump into a stranger's DMs and make demands of that person? When, again, nary a bill has been paid, my friend. Explain me that. No me gusta. No me gusta. So, that being said, if you would like to say something to me, say it with your chest, honey. Or say something nice. Tell me a scary story. Give me an opinion. Ask me a question. Give me something. And you can head to locatoraradio.com and leave me a voice note with your very own words, my dears. It just might get played on a future episode of Marihuanera, a podcast for potheads. I'm moving away from dealing with people's Instagram messages and shit. Send me a voice note.
I just wanted to say I found your podcast today and I'm absolutely obsessed. It gives me something cool to listen to while I'm working. It gives me something that I can relate to heavily. I have yet to find a podcast like this. Just so real yet so funny. Really helps me feel better about the activities that I participate in, especially daily. So I appreciate you opening the space just for comfort. And that it's okay. It's okay to be una marihuanera. I love it. So I just wanted to give you all of my thanks. I enjoy listening to the podcast so much. It gives me a real light. It makes me laugh. Just keep it up. I would love to hear more in the future. I really just am enjoying it greatly and definitely going to tell my friends about it.
Send me a voice memo. It just might get played on air. So if you have a burning question you have to ask, a wild, silly story you want to share, you can head to locatoraradio.com and leave me a message. You can also subscribe to our newsletter. Besitos while you're at it. And now it's time to shout out our Marihuanera patrons. These are the folks that are subscribing either at $10 a month or $25 a month, the Locamores Anonymous tier, which unlocks every single tier on the Locatora Productions Patreon. There are four. $5, Locatora Radio. $8, Locas por Libros. $10, Marihuanera, a podcast for potheads. $25, Locamores Anonymous, which is all inclusive. So, part of the perks to our $10 and $25 patrons is that they get their names read on air for every single episode of Marihuanera, a podcast for potheads, because these are the subscribers who make our work possible. We take our Patreon earnings and we turn it right around and pay our audio editors and our artists and our musicians and folks who are working with us on our visuals, on our events. We really don't get paid. I need you all to know this, that we never pay ourselves. We don't have salaries, you know, and we've been at this since 2016. truly self-funded podcast. Every dollar goes straight into production costs. So weekly shows have weekly expenses, and we want to thank our subscribers, our patrons, for making this possible for us, starting with Remy y Soleil de Muchas Flores, Chelly of Chicali Products, Jocelyn Lopez, Karina Silva, Susana Guzman, Margarita, AC, Athena Luna, Erica Miranda, Eric Galindo, Mariah Castañeda, Serena, Priscilla Rojas, Yessi Yerenas Daniel, Itchel, Alejandra Alemán, Nina, Victoria Gavia, Joandra Ramirez, Kiki, Gerardo Arellano, Naomi Esquivel, Ollie, Kikis, Demery Rios, Ruthie A., Christian Galindo, Crisol, Madison Shekel, Samuel Zuckert, Roxanne Brito, Yvonne Gonzalez, Carla Perez Garcia, Magdalena Saucedo, Cristina Alba, Edna Salas, Selena Giotto, Rosalina Rosales, Sirenia Sanchez, Stephanie Piche, Carla Corazon, Dan S. Duenes, Ajopi, and Cristina Gonzalez. We have a very hearty crew. So I want to shout out all my patrons. I will see you all at the next Marihuanera virtual smoke sesh, and on October 9th at the next Marihuanera viewing party / smoke sesh in collaboration with Locals Only. This has been another episode of Marihuanera, a podcast for potheads. I'm Mala Munoz, your most humble and subservient hostess. Thank you for being here today. Stay lit. Thank you for lighting up and tuning in to Marihuanera, a podcast for potheads. I'm your host, Mala Munoz. Please visit locatoraradio.com to learn more about us and Locatora Productions. Follow us across social media. I'm at Mala_Munoz. You can also follow us at Locatora_radio. Thank you so much for lighting up and tuning in. Our audio editor is Stephanie Franco. Our Marihuanera jingle is by Crisol Lomeli. Marihuanera logo art is done by the incredible Micah Amaro. This episode written and hosted by me, Mala. Thank you for joining us. This has been a Locatora production.